Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
3:45, time to make the call. The smart call to the Buell Insurance Agency, 724-443-5610. Steelers 29, Lions 24. Steelers 3-game winning streak and total command now of the AFC North. Thanks to the Ravens' loss last night, they could clinch the division before they even play their next game, depending on what happens Saturday night between Green Bay and Baltimore. Donnie was in the house. The lucky rabbit's foot the Steelers needed, him and the nasty boys. A house that smelled like stale farts and BO for 48 hours, where there was
How'd that make it distinguishable from the rest of Detroit? No, I'm not supposed to say that. I heard Detroit's on the comeback trail.
Is it?
I've heard it's much nicer than probably like jackasses like me are giving it credit for these days.
All right. Apology accepted.
Well, it wasn't apologizing
to you. On behalf of Detroit.
Oh, okay. Now you're speaking for Detroit.
All right, Dom. Donnie trusted you with the 3-game ball recipients before the show.
Terrible move.
I am guessing that there are no Lions who received game balls.
A Lion got consideration. It received votes.
Who?
Would you like to guess who?
Jared Goff.
No.
Then I really can't fathom who on that team would warrant it.
One Lion received votes.
No.
No.
Who even had a good game for them? They kind of spread... Isaac
Jameson
Tesla?
Jameson Williams?
No.
Who?
Jack Campbell.
I don't see that.
That's reaching. A bit much.
I'm saying 3 Steelers here. I'm going to guess 2 offensive players and 1 defensive player.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to name them. I'm just saying that's what I think the makeup is.
I think it should be 2 offensive players without question.
Yep.
I could see a couple defensive players getting it.
Me too.
You know what? I have a little bit of inside knowledge. I know it's not one particular player, so I'm going to say 2 offensive that we can all probably guess, and the defensive one is harder to
You hold
imagine.
The Lions to 24 points
defensive
and 15 rushing yards. You got
to
put a defensive
Actually, I know who I know who it should be,
stand.
And I think Donnie is actually going to be like the big, intelligent football guy with the defensive
Game
pick.
Ball number 3, Dom.
Game ball number 3 goes to Jalen Warren.
I had him second. You have 2 45 yards. Touchdowns and you go for what, a 143 in the game?
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
How many games would Najee Harris need to have to score 2 45-yard touchdowns?
Better question, how big would each of those gains have been with Najee Harris actually running the ball, 7 and 8 yards? He's actually explosive. He ran for 10.2 yards per carry.
I forget who I saw post this yesterday at some point in my ecstasy of watching the Steelers winning the game. Someone just adroitly pointed out one of the best things they did this offseason was let Najee walk. And yep. I agree with that.
Warren's an explosive player. He hits the hole aggressively, and he runs away from people. It's just a fact. By the way, you know when an explosive play is on the running game, right, Pony? 10 yards?
It's 15 passing, 10 rushing.
No, it's 20 passing, 10 rushing.
I didn't know that.
Jalen Warren averaged an explosive play every time he carried the ball yesterday. Think about that.
Here is Tomlin on the keys to the Steelers' run game.
Just the efforts of the guys. You know, it's that time of year, man. You got to do that if you want to control ball games. And we've been working hard at it. Certainly, we've taken some steps back at times. But I just appreciate the overall trajectory of the group. We had a bunch of second-year players, man, in that front. And so it's reasonable to expect them to get better, big picture, but in the midst of it, some of that. And we've experienced some of that along with some attrition. But in spite of all of that, man, they just keep working.
I have been told that Dom has already screwed this up royally.
What?
I have been told that Dom has possibly on purpose, but at very least it's happened, done this wrong.
So he's flipped.
What are you talking about?
So Warren should have been one?
Warren is actually one on Donnie's list, and okay. Dom flipped this.
Well, I didn't know this was in order. He gave me three players, and he said these are the guys that get the balls.
Yeah, but this is not your first rodeo. You've worked our show before. You should know how Donnie's game balls work.
Well, maybe Donnie should tell me that in the damn text.
Oh, wow.
All right, so Warren actually would be number one.
Yes. All right. How about what you think is number three here, I guess?
All right, so number three would be Joey Porter Jr.
I thought he deserved consideration. I don't know if he'd have been the defensive player I would have gone with. Pony, he looks like an automatic to get a new contract.
100%.
Like, it has. You want to talk about, like, sneaky little stories. How many weeks ago was I asking you whether you think they should pick
up that? Well, after the bad Thursday night game against the Bengals, that was the low point of his season.
He has been nails for a long time now. I got to tip my cap, man. He's been really good.
I don't think I have a clip from Porter Jr. after the game. I do have Hayward here on... hold on here, Andrew.
All you need to know about Porter really quick while you're looking for that is he was matched up with Amon-Ra St. Brown, who's a pretty physical, tough dude out of the slot who sometimes goes out wide. St. Brown had four catches for 54 yards. He did almost all of his damage in the fourth quarter. They put Ramsey on him too at times, another big physical defender. Not a coincidence those two were the guys making the tackle on, or what should have been a tackle on, the game-ending play. Porter is a physical, confident dude. When it's going good, I think he's a fan favorite. When it's not so good, he can make people very mad. But he has been going really good for a long time now. He's playing like a true number one shutdown player.
Yeah, my defensive player that I would have had on the list is Hayward, because I just think he would represent defense.
I had a different
one. The best.
I would say it's Harmon, dude.
Well, him when he plays, yeah, the stats. But I actually thought Hayward played the best game of everybody up front.
They set a nice tone very early, though. Man, they got after Goff, and you knew it was going to be a long day for him.
Well, then I'm guessing game ball number two's got to be Kenny G.
It is Kenny G. Kenneth Gainwell.
Here is Rodgers on that Gainwell touchdown.
I saw the PI. I did not think he caught it, and I would not have expected him to have not been touched down either. That's why I said to Carl, I said, Sheffers, the white cap, I said, you know, it's really props to the back judge, or side judge, for not blowing that dead, because it looked in real time. I was standing obviously 50 yards away. It looked like an incomplete pass or had been touched down, but to keep the play going and allow it to go to a touchdown in order to review it is really good refereeing.
Kind of weird that he gave the refs more credit for the play than Gainwell. But he went on to say later that
he loves
Gainwell so much.
He played the last 10 years of his career with him. Yeah, I think he praised Gainwell enough.
Now, what is your issue with Donnie's game balls?
Well, I thought that there was an egregious...
Egregious?
Oh, yeah, boy. Person left off.
And?
I thought Aaron Rodgers deserved a game ball. That's just me.
Okay, so who do you take off the list then?
I probably would have taken off Joey Porter Jr.
You can't take a. You can't have.
They had
no
to have. They had to have a defensive
there.
Representative there, Dom.
Why?
Because the game was defined by their defensive performance.
They held the best scoring offense in the league coming in points per game, 31 a game.
What? The two touchdowns in like 3 minutes?
They played prevent defense. We've been over this. They fundamentally altered what they did, and that is why it's a stupid decision. Every team does it. That's why the Lions actually scored.
See, here's the issue. And it, you know, Donnie did it by excluding Rodgers from the list, and you two are doing it now. It's Aaron Rodgers hate, and it's because everybody thought he would suck going into the year. He's proved all of you wrong, and he looked great yesterday. If I had a play of the game, it would have been his 60-yard touchdown pass that was dropped by MVS in the end zone.
That would have been your pick for the biggest play of the game in
yeah,
your mind?
Because he flicked a ball 60 yards.
What's
That's
it like to watch a game with your head up your ass?
You know what? I think... Quite frankly, I think you both owe me an apology for the ridicule that you gave me going into the season for saying Rodgers would be great, and he's been freaking great.
Well, you said he was better than Josh Allen. That was the point of the argument, and he's
not.
No,
I said he had better numbers than Josh Allen.
But then when I pressed you on it, you said better numbers means you're a better quarterback.
No, I said better numbers means you have better numbers.
Who would you take right now to be the Steelers quarterback if they were playing a playoff game tomorrow, Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers?
Ooh, that'd be close. That would be highly close. I'd probably still take Josh Allen.
Okay.
But it's like, it's neck and neck.
We don't drug test at this job, but if you had said Rodgers, we might have started.
We had Artie call in earlier and mentioned this Jonnu Smith play where Rodgers just, with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter when it was 3-3, yelled, "What the F are you doing?" And Kabali just reposted it, and I see a couple other sites doing the same thing. It is hilarious. That's what happened. But I can't get on Jonnu Smith from
yesterday. He had a 20-yard run.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith, very much in his bag, showing like little looks that they were doing different. By the way, I don't want to get too in the weeds, but that's kind of what we're doing. The big criticism of Canada as the OC was that he did not understand how to sequence plays and like kind of play the chess match even week to week. They showed looks that they were running different stuff out of last week. Did you notice this? Like where they would move the backs around.
Well,
move
the tush
guys
push
in motion.
Thing is a big one for me too, where it wasn't a straight Hayward run.
They did the little handoff. They also did one where they moved Smith in motion a different time, showed a look that they've run something else off of, ran Smith again, then showed that look again, but did something else. Like it just, it was how games are supposed to be called by a person who appears to have an ability to see more than one play ahead of them.
Those were Donnie game balls that have been ridiculed and mocked by. Intern Dom, for some absurd reason.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.